something for the weekend on Saturday. It is Classic Hits. Trina Mari here, and parent mentor and psychologist Joyce McRedmond is in studio, and we're talking all about teenagers in relationships. And Joyce, it used to be the case where the dad would do the talk with the son and the mom would do the talk with the daughter. Is it still the same, or has that changed?
Look, you know, I have to say, I think it's for both parents to have the talk with both genders. And I think often even the
conversation... Again, mortifying.
Mortifying. But, you know, mortifying the first and the second time. And then when you're having it around the kitchen table, it's much less mortifying. And then children who are now teens and young adults, you're sort of thinking, okay, hold on a second. This is not a conversation I'm having with a child anymore. I'm actually having a conversation with a young adult. And if you have more than one, then you're having it at the kitchen table. And they feel the support of having one another's opinion. Here's the other interesting thing. On a big research study that was done on this in the States at university level, there is less sex happening today than there was 30 years ago.
I did hear this,
at college
yeah.
level.
Yeah, yeah.
So again, we're telling
they're
ourselves
they're on their phones, Joyce, instead.
They're on their phones instead. They may be, but you know, they're also better informed. So again, we're telling ourselves these stories and we're coming from a place of already knowing, instead of asking the young adult that's in front of us, hey, what's going on?
Is there a right kind of place to have these conversations with your teens about relationships and about sex and all that? I mean, would you maybe head out in the car for a drive and bring it up casually? Or because it's finding the moment to start the conversation is the toughest bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I have to say, you know, and I've done this kind of both ways round. Sometimes it's a question of you've got to take it on the hop. A situation presents itself to you and you say, OK, now's the time. And you get a little opening. And often it might be a story that comes home about somebody else. So put yourself in a teenager's shoes. They hear a story from somebody else and they think, God, I wonder what my folks would think if that were me. Mm. So they bring the story home about Johnny, you know?
Yeah.
Or they bring the story home about Mary and they say, did you hear? And they're waiting for your response. So that's your opportunity to say, oh, yeah, what did you think about that? And to say, yeah, it, I was a bit concerned about that. And my concern might be. So you own your own concerns. Ask them what their views are and open the conversation. Now, some other times, you know, it may be that you think there's something coming up now. And actually, here's something I want to... I need to have my speak on this. So, you know, your teenager is heading off to...
the Gaeltacht or something.
The Gaeltacht. Exactly. So you think, okay, you need to have the conversation before they go. So you're talking about, okay, you're going to be heading off to the Gaeltacht. So what are you looking forward to? What do you think it's going to be like? You know, see a few of the mates are going, what are the other schools that are going? Do you know anyone run from there? And I think it's very important for us to say really straight up, straight between the eyes to our boys in particular, I want to be really clear with you. I want you to treat every girl that you meet with utter respect. And leave that pause, because it's serious stuff and you want it to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
And you want to say to your daughter, I want you to treat all those boys with utter respect. And then you can talk also about their need for respect for themselves. But I think we really have to say to them, look, you're dealing with other people and their feelings. You need to be very respectful. You know, I would have said to my boys, you think of how you would like your sister treated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that they always treat their sister really well. I don't mean it in that way.
I know, but if somebody mistreated their sister, I'm sure they would have views on that.
They absolutely would, and vice versa. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, some great advice there. If you do have a teenager and they're maybe in a relationship, or it's all ahead of you, they're going to be in a relationship at some point. Some advice from Joyce McRedmond, who is a psychologist and a parent mentor. She's so calming, isn't she? She makes it all easy. Thanks for coming in, Joyce. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.